Media. Football match between Indonesia and Australia. But before that, we would like to, you know, to share you our here, like best cup here especially. And this is to give you here understanding about that Indonesia is ready to fight against Australia, and here have joined our best cup.
Patrick.
Hi.
So it's a big challenge for you, fresh as the new manager, and then immediately like a team. I think half the players must have a jet lag, maybe some players are in Ramadan, and then you have like a few training sessions to start and bring something new to the team. So where do you start? Where do you focus on?
True, all the things you say are true, but that's not an excuse, of course. The challenges are there to accomplish, and we're ready, although the situation that you just mentioned, those are the situations that are unfortunately the truth, but I think the team is ready, they know what we expect tomorrow, so we look forward to play the match tomorrow.
Is there something you wanted to change immediately?
No, changing is impossible at the moment. But of course, there's things I don't have to explain here. But there will be some things change. But that's between us.
Jay, of course, he's sitting right next to you, Patrick, the new manager, the new technical staff. What's your first impression on what's different from what you are used to with Team NAS?
No, of course, it's really different. The coach we had was here for 5 years. I've worked with him for a little bit over a year, so I knew him quite well. But the staff we have right now, and yeah, of course, the names are already quite big, of course, in Holland and in the world as well. Because, of course, the coach had a very good career. So, yeah, of course, some things are different. But sometimes, yeah, when things change, it's good as well. And it's a good challenge, what the coach said already before. And, yeah, we're ready for tomorrow, even though we have a new staff. We have some new players in the team as well. But, yeah, what I said before, we're ready for tomorrow.
Yep.
Patrick, the expectation for you are very high, with many hopings you will do better than previous coach. Meanwhile, you only have 2 training sessions, including 2 days official training.
Yeah.
Can you live up to those expectations?
If I can. Well, I tried my best, of course. It's not easy. As Jay just said, the coach Inte was there for 5 years, did a very good job. A lot of respect he earned in Indonesia, and well respected. But yeah, 2 days training, players are coming in quite late. But again, that's not an excuse. Also, players from Australia came in late, from Europe or whatever. But we're ready, and that's the most important thing. And the expectations, of course, there's always expectation. And we're doing our best to accomplish the expectations.
About the players, the public was quite surprised with your decision not to call up Asnawi Mangkualam. Do you have any specific reason for that decision?
No specific reason, because there are many players that are not in the squad. But, you know, the most important thing is the game from tomorrow, and not about the players who are yes or not in the squad. I am very happy with the squad that I chose, and we need to work towards the game of tomorrow. Over.
First to Jay.
Hi.
I think I'd like to know, I think as a team captain, yeah, what is your point of view on the arrival of new players coming in, and what message actually you try to give them in knowing that, you know, this is a very crucial match?
Yeah. No, I think the Federation is doing a great job with attracting new players in to play for Indonesia, to play for their family, to play for their country, like me as well. I did it almost over one year ago. And no, I think they're doing a great job in it. And for me, my message is, when new players arrive, that even though we come from different parts of the world, we were born in different places, we still fight for the same colors. And we still have a duty to defend and represent the country. So that's more or less what I'm saying. And I think everybody that has arrived now, even though it's been a couple of days, and already before with other new players that arrived, I think they've integrated really well in the group, and I think the vibe in the group is really well as well.
Okay, and to you, Coach Patrick, how has the team adapted to your coaching style and philosophy? I know you don't really have enough time, right? But we like to know. We're very curious.
Well, the training of yesterday was fantastic. I need to say that, because we don't have any time to do our thing that we want to do. But the things that we did yesterday and what we're going today, give me a very good expectation. The vibe in the group is good. The exercises that we do, brought up and picked up very quickly. So the boys are getting very quickly the things that we want from the training exercises.
Jerry Lynch for ESPN. Patrick, Jay, thank you for your time this evening. Patrick, first for you, you mentioned before about how you don't have much time to change things, so maybe you've answered it a bit, but I'd love you to elaborate. In Jakarta, we saw Indonesia, they defended well, they sat back. Australia had a lot of possession, but didn't do much with their possession and territory. Does that mean that we should expect more of that tomorrow, that you will look to frustrate Australia, hit them in transition, and take something from the game?
I like to play football, and you know, I watch, of course, every game. The most important thing is that we do our thing, and respect Australia. So to you, we'll see tomorrow what we're going to do.
And you've been asked about the limited training sessions you've had with the team, but it's been a while since you were appointed. What did the previous months look like? Were you sending vision to the players to give them insight into what you want? Were you sending them things to read? Were you trying to use that time before you got them into training to at least instill with them some of your philosophy?
Well, the most important thing is that I need to have checked my players quite well. It's very difficult to send things to players while they're in their own club. So the most important thing is that me and my assistant coaches went to the games, talked with the players, shared that philosophy. And that's the most important thing, because you don't want to get too much in their minds while they're in their own club working as hard as possible.
And question for you, Jay. Traditionally, Australia has dominated Indonesia in Asian competition, but we're seeing the new players that Indonesia are bringing in, so many of them that have spent their entire footballing lives, even from childhood, in elite academies, learning the game. Do you feel like we're seeing now a point where Indonesian players can challenge and even better Australian players on a technical and physical level?
My short answer will be, we'll see tomorrow. That will be my short answer, but I think yes, I think we showed already the last year, more or less, maybe a little bit more, that Indonesia is a country that has to be dealt with. I think we showed it as well in this group, already the first game, what you mentioned, against Australia and also against the other teams. And also in November, the last game we won against Saudi Arabia, which was, yeah, the first time ever also a win in this round for our country. So you see we're developing and building inside the organization. So, yeah, going back to my first answer, we'll see tomorrow.
Hi Patrick, I'm Jasmine from TV1. My question actually relates to the previous question. What do you think is the biggest strength of the Australian national team, and how do you make sure that Indonesian team will be able to beat that?
Well, they have a lot of personality in the group. I think that Mr. Popovic did a good job in that. Individual qualities they have as well. They have a very solid group. And what we going to do about this? Well, we have also a very solid group, individual qualities, and try to get Australia on the weak places.
Hi, Patrick. Devio Nandi, Kompas.com, Indonesia. As you mentioned before, over the past couple of months since you got appointed, you've been on a bit, you and your coaching staff have been on a bit of a road trip across Indonesia, having a good look of the state of Indonesian football. What were your main takeaways from that road trip?
Well, that Indonesian football locally is really under construction, and they're going to do a very good job in the future. Level could be a little bit better, but I'm very satisfied with what I saw. But yeah, it's such a big country with such enormous potential in its players, in the recruitment. So I'm looking very good, very positive in Indonesian football.
On tomorrow's game, the Socceroos have quite a few unavailable players coming to this match. How does this affect your ambition and tactical approach coming to the game?
It doesn't affect nothing, because of course, everybody knows that important players are not in the squad, but the players who Tony is going to put up, they have an opportunity to prove themselves as well in the new squad. So we don't underestimate nobody in the squad, and I think we need to focus on our own, but also respect the players of Australia, of course.
So Patrick, of course, you are a striker yourself. You've also been a striker coach. Now, attacking quality in Indonesia, that can be, like, there are a lot of defenders, but attacking-wise, there can be improvements. From so far, what you've seen from the team, how do you rate the attack of Indonesia?
That's what you say, the attack can be improved. Everything can be improved, of course, but I'm very happy about the quality that we have in the group. Everything can be better. Like I said, we didn't have many times to train, but still got a very good feeling about my team, about my players individually, and we will see tomorrow. you know, we can talk a lot, but the exercises of tomorrow is the most important thing.
So you've been you met the fans of Indonesia as well. They can be very intense. What is the reception of you been with the fans of Indonesia so far?
Fantastic. They received me very good. Very happy with the fans of Indonesia. And tomorrow we hope to have a positive result to bring back to Jakarta and to Indonesia.
Patrick, part of your coaching journey involved working under Ange Postecoglou at Brisbane Roar. I'm not sure if that was Queensland Roar or Brisbane Roar back then from memory. Brisbane Roar.
Yes.
Could you give us an insight into that and what sort of influence working under Ange and working at Brisbane had on you?
Well, it was in the beginning of my coaching period, and what I did in Brisbane was 2 months I went over because we had the same manager at that time. But Ange is fantastic. That's the only thing that I remember, and it was a really, really long time ago. The influence that Ange has on his team, the way he plays, the way he transmits what he wants from the players is impressive. We also saw that in Tottenham Hotspur, of course, and the way he trains, the way he wants the best out of the players, that really excited me. And I really learned a lot from Ange, and the way he talks with the players, I really respect that.
Hi, Patrick. Yeah, just sort of going back to that period where you were in Brisbane, from what you've seen of Australia's games more recently in preparation for this, perhaps, has Australian football changed much in those 14 years, do you think?
I think the football of Australia changed drastically, yeah, in a positive way. But I think in football in general in the world is transforming in a positive way. A lot of countries select very good coaches to improve football. And from the time that I was in Brisbane till now, really football is elevated to a different level.
A question for Jay. Tomorrow's game is considered by many Indonesian fans to be the most important game in this nation's history. A win tomorrow could put us in pole position for an automatic spot to qualify to the World Cup, a dream that seems incomprehensible just a couple of years ago. How are you handling the prospect of captaining this side tomorrow, leading the team out, potentially changing the trajectory of Indonesian football forever?
Good question. Very good question. Now, how I handle it? I just try to focus on everyday tasks. What do we have to do today? We have the training. What's important? We speak about tactically with the staff. We speak about what we have to do. We speak between the players. What this game means to us. And I'm not expecting anything else than our absolute best tomorrow, like we did in every other game so far. And when we represent our country. And this is what I already said before about the new players. It's really important that everybody understands that we're fighting and representing our country. 280 million people are on our backs. And yeah, we feel that as well. And that's why, to be honest, for me personally, I don't feel the extra pressure. I just feel the extra support from everybody. So I think this will give us an extra boost as it has already so far. And yeah, hopefully. And I truly believe it, in the next years we can put Indonesia on the map.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian national team once again will face great challenge to enter the World Cup 2026. This time the challenge will come from Australia, where Indonesia will up against on March 20, 2025. With new coach, definitely have new strategy. So what kind of strategy that will be used by Clifford on the match against Australia? Indonesian football commentator Kusnemi said that Patrick Clifford will use 4-3-3 formation.
Patrick Clifford has said that he will play with the 4-3-3 formation because Dutch football is more familiar with the 4-3-3 pattern. This is of course different with the SPY era, which usually used the 3-4-3 formation. But I think this is not a bigger problem because in their clubs, our national team starters generally also play with the 4-3-3 formation, or maybe 4-4-2. JJ's, Michel Herr, Kevin Dix, Calvin Verdonk used to play with 4-4-2 or 4-3-3 in their clubs.
Patrick Clifford, as the new head coach of Indonesian team, has released 27 names in the team. Who do you think that can be counted on to hit the goal from those names?
We have seen 27 names chosen by Patrick Clifford, and I think it's clear he did not take the risk of making major changes that were risky. He chose to maintain the framework of the SPY legacy because Clifford did not have much time to make major changes. We know that managing national team is very different with managing a club. Managing a national team means you have to comply with shorter time to meet the players in the national team. That's the problem for Clifford at the moment.
Saya berjanji, mengakui, tunduk, dan setia kepada Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia.
Indonesia reinforced the strength to strike Australia by adding Dean James, Joey Palupesi, and Emil Aldero Mulyadi, who already said their oath to be Indonesian citizens on Thursday, March 11, 2025, in Rome. Do you think they can make it in time to join Timnas on the match against Australia?
James, Palupesi and Audero may still be called up for the match against Australia. There is still enough time. However, the problem is they do not have much time to adapt to the team. Therefore, maybe they may not be able to start straight away, except for Palupesi, whose abilities are needed by the team to fill the defensive midfielder position in the middle line. Indonesian national team need Palupesi if Clifford play with 4-3-3 formation.
If you have a chance to say something to Timnas directly, what are you going to say to them?
My message to all personnel of Indonesian national team is simple. Just focus on the match against Australia and then Bahrain in Indonesia. Don't be burdened by the 4-point target from PSSI or the public's expectation being too high. Just enjoy the game.
Well, with new coach and new men on board, seems like Indonesia still have hope to get through the World Cup 2026. Let's pray Indonesia can give a big hit against Australia. Stay tuned at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, finally, listener, good day and everyone. Here we are to talk about the exciting football match between Indonesia and Australia. You know that the rivalry between these two teams has always sparked strong emotions, especially among the Indonesian community living here in Australia. As we will look at the match outcome and the performances of both teams, and we want to hear directly from the fans. So what does this game mean to them? How do they feel about the game? And let's find out through the voices of Indonesians living in Australia. And we have been connected with President of Australia Indonesia Football Council, Bang Alex Handrian, by Zoom. Hello, Bang Alex.
Hello, hello. Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Okay, with me, Ahmad Faisal, at the studio of Voice of Indonesia. Bang Alex.
Hello, everyone. It's good to be here.
So, how are you today?
Well, excited, man. That's, I think that word can't explain. It's not fair to explain this feeling just by excited, you know. It's building up, and it's finally the day, all right?
So, what's the weather right now?
It's pretty hot. I think I can see the sun is shining up there. Well, it's just a good sign. You know, we're gonna be bright day today for Indonesia.
So, but Alex, actually, how long have you been in Australia?
I've been too long, right? Yeah, I've been here since 2006. This is my home. But. My heart and my blood still red. So, Indonesia it is.
Great. Excellent. Excellent. So it seems that maybe only your physique in Australia, but your heart is still red and white, Bang Alex.
100%. Look, this is, you know, I always talk about sports diplomacy between two countries.
Yes.
You know? There's no better way to have friends than, you know, being on the field together. So this is more than just friendship with Australia. This is bigger than that, and this is to show that we, Australia and Indonesia, can be the biggest power of football in just not in Southeast Asia, but also in the whole Asia. So yeah, that's what my view is.
Okay. So today we know that at 4:00 PM here, I mean Indonesia versus Australia. So how do you feel about Indonesia's performance in today's match against Australia, Bang Alex?
Look, with the new coach, of course, you know, I played the game before, and I know how hard it is to adapt to a new system. Also with the new players, of course, that's we can see it as, you know, something that we have to work on. But it's a soccer, you know, it's soccer, everything can happen. We drew them at home, you know, 0-0, and that, you know, gives us the picture at least on how we performed last time. And I think this time, I'm confident that we can get result here back from Sydney.
So you have, full of confidence, for Indonesian team, Bang Alex?
We have, 100%, we're behind Indonesia all the way.
So, by the way, will there be any key moments or goals that stand out to you during the game?
Yeah, I think, you know, Australia have been playing the games for so long, and they really, you know, they're always in World Cup. They almost never miss the past World Cups, and that gives them boost and confidence, you know, in terms of confidence. But we have this very unique and exciting times where, you know, we have Indonesians living abroad that coming back to our country and play soccer for us. And I think there will be sparks, man, on the field. It will be a good game to watch. I'm sure it will be like at least 2-3 goals gonna happen tonight. I lost your voice. I can't hear.
Yeah, actually, before the match will be held, how do you see about the enthusiasm of supporters or Indonesian people there?
You know what? I'm in the car right now. I just actually checked the final preparations of our committee. I have 2 buses going to Sydney Stadium.
Wow. 2 buses?
2 buses from this area alone.
Great. So you gather, Indonesian people there. I say maybe diaspora, Indonesian diaspora there, and
yes,
to
correct.
Watch directly the match.
Yeah.
Okay. Correct. So do you think that the rivalry between Indonesia and Australia in football, for this football match, really can give such, you know, best performance, Bang Alex?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Tony Popovic, the coach of Australia, is very explosive guy.
Wow.
He brings...
Mm-hmm. Bang Alex, yes, it seems that listener and viewers, we still have such technical problem. It seems that maybe internet here still going on, actually still has trouble. And yes, we are still trying to connect with Alex Handrian, as president of Australia Indonesia Football Council. And we hope that we are still able to connect with him, and we continue our interview with Alex Handrian related to football match between Indonesia and Australia. Well, before that, let's listen to one of the songs from Indonesia.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, disitu ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta.
Alright, listener, let's continue. And it seems that we have been connected with Alex Handrian after having such trouble of today. Now let's hear here. Hello, Bang Alex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back,
well, it seems that thank you because you are still with us to continue our interview about this really extraordinary football match, Indonesia versus Australia. Bang Alex, you know that if Australia, will be the host, for this tournament. So, how do you see about the atmosphere that will be, that we will maybe see this afternoon, Bang Alex?
I'm expecting a crowd of 30,000 people at least to fill up Sydney Stadium. So it will be electric, will be electrifying. And I'm excited. I'm just buzzing. And just after this interview, I'm actually going to go and see the preparations of the kids that will be walking with the Indonesian national team.
Okay.
Because I'm fortunate enough that our academy has been chosen by Football Australia to walk with our national team.
So you will see directly?
From the tunnel, yes.
With your team maybe, Bang Alex?
I think they only allow like two of us being there.
Okay.
And the kids that walking with the players, and yeah.
Okay. Well, before the football match be held this afternoon, Bang Alex, actually, have you already seen maybe such traders, who sell such maybe Indonesian flag or something like, what do you call that? Something like your costume here, maybe around the stadium?
The jerseys and everything, yeah. I mean, like, not around the stadium because, unfortunately, this is not GBK where, you can sell everywhere on the street. Australia has some very strict rule with all of that, which is inconvenient for us because in Indonesia, when you're watching football, you can get jersey anywhere you want.
That's
like, yeah, but not Australia, unfortunately. So everyone's been busy on marketplace, Facebook marketplace and online on WhatsApp groups and everything. They're selling all the scarves, jerseys and everything. Unfortunately, there is no Pedagang Kaki Lima here that's selling, you know, on the side of the street in front of the stadium. So, yeah. I mean, like, a lot of people actually selling jerseys online on Facebook Marketplace, and I think Sydney will be red tonight, I'm sure.
That's why, because of having different regulation, yeah, for between Indonesia and Australia. That's why this is what I want to ask you, Bang Alex. I mean, you are as a president of Indonesia, Australia Football Council. I mean, do you also collect, or maybe like you also share some, maybe like I can say costume or Indonesian flag, maybe to supporters before the match be held?
100%. You know, we got a few flags stem from Indonesia, and jerseys as well. So yeah, it's been a good past few weeks. Sleepless nights, you know, getting all these orders coming in and jersey from Indonesia as well. So, and we don't take profit. AISC, we don't take profit. We also sell the tickets. You know, we help the people that, you know, they can't go to Ticket War. So in the pre-sale of the tickets, I think in December, something like that, we secured around 300 tickets for the people, for Indonesian people that can't purchase for themselves, you know, because Ticket War is pretty intense.
Well, yes, I'm really interested what you said before about you will bring or you will take two buses, yeah, of Indonesian supporters.
Correct.
So actually, actually, what will you say for them before the match be held, Bang Alex?
You know, it's a buzzing. It's everything's buzzing. It's like, yeah, we'll probably sing our chants, you know, because Bankstown to Sydney Stadium maybe takes at least 45 minutes. So 45 minutes, we're just going to practice our songs, you know.
Mm-hmm. So actually, what is the chance here, Bang Alex? The chance of, I mean, of Indonesian team, yeah, for this match?
I see, you know, with football, especially, you know, with the dynamics that we have with the new players, new European players, I reckon I can give it 50-50, at least, you know. I can go to 60-40, you know, but let's share with Ozzy, you know, always 50-50.
50-50. So what about the coming of Ole Romeni, who joined the Indonesian team?
He's a quality player, you know, and I watch his highlights and everything. But again, you know, it's not as simple as, you know, you come, you're a good player, and you play well as a team. So they really need to work together how, you know, in a short period of time, how to be able to use, you know, the ability, you know, to maximize what they got, to put it together in a team. Because football is not individual game, you know, it's a game of team. So you have to be able to work together within, you know, all the 11 players. So I think it's good additions to our team, but I think the coach also have to see, you know, the dynamic of the teams, whether they can play, they can fit right away, or we have to wait a bit before we can start.
Okay. So, Bang Alex, before you said also that, I mean, about the two buses of Indonesian supporters that you will bring there.
Yeah.
I mean, did you connect or organize them before this? I mean, how many days? I mean,
yeah. Look, our organization called AIFC, Australia Indonesia Football Council. We've been around since 2016, and we have our football leagues as well here in Sydney. So we have a crowd, we have a community, and it's been like 1 month preparing for this match as well. I think more, because it's since December, and we decided, you know what, for people that can't go by public transport or driving their car, we can just get the bus for them, and just organize. So it's been since December to prepare this.
Okay, so Bang Alex, for the last question, do you have any maybe expectation or hopes for the future of Indonesian football team after this match?
Yeah, look, you know, having all these good players from Europe is really good, and I support 100%, but it has to be sustainable. because getting all these players from Europe every year is just not sustainable. I think by getting all these good players, we have to make an impact to our local players. We have to have a long-term plan on how we're going to sustain this, and you know, using it as the full potential, how these good players can, you know, motivate our local players that have been playing in Indonesia and have a long-term plan. So it's good for short-term, but I don't see the sustainability for long-term, and I hope that PSSE can use this momentum to motivate all the young players in Indonesia to be able to reach to that level. So we don't have to just, you know, go around the world as well. We can just go around the country and find the talented players, and all the players that are playing in Europe have to compete with our local players, something like that.
All right, thank you very much, Alex, for your time. And I believe that in your busy activities, then you are still able to be interviewed by us. Thank you, Bang Alex.
Thank you.
We hope that Indonesia will win the match.
We will win the match. Thank you.
okay. Have a nice day, Bang Alex. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank bye-bye. Well, listener, that was our interview with Alex Andrian, President of Australia Indonesia Football Council. And thank you to everyone who share. It's clear that football also brings people together, and no matter where they are in the world. And we look forward that Indonesia team continue to grow, and we hope you continue to support them in the future. Until next time, and bye bye.
Bicara, disingkan darah. yang mendengarkan. Ungkapkan rasa cinta dalam pelukan. Bulatkan tekad untuk raih mimpi bertepi. Sesegar kopi hangat temani warnai pagi. Mencari senja tetap bersinar di ufuk barat. Mari susun rencana ke depan kita meletak. Cepat jangan terhambat oleh rasa ragu. Tambahkan sedikit susu untuk aroma kopi yang baru. Hey kau, jadikanlah dirimu seperti yang kau mau. Kau pakai untuk mencapai sebuah tujuan. Apa artinya kaki bila kau tak berjalan? Apa guna mata bila tak merasa masa depan? Untuk apa bermimpi bila kau tak melangkah? Untuk apa kesempatan bila tetamin selah? Setan aku, dia, juga mereka. Bulatkan tekad, lalu rasakanlah merdeka. Hey, kau carikanlah dirimu seperti yang kau mau.
Here is the news. The Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology welcomed the Forum Zakat initiative to collaborate on the Indonesia Zakat Scholarship Program designed for underprivileged students in Indonesia. The Ministry's statement, on Wednesday, Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto and Forum Zakat representatives convened to discuss several program proposals, including a fully funded scholarship program targeting students from low-income families. Indonesian Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Arifah Fauzi, conducted a bilateral meeting with Singaporean Minister of Social and Family Development, Mas Agus Zulkifli, to strengthen synergy in women's empowerment and child protection. She believed that the government's partnership will not only bring benefits to Indonesia and Singapore, but also inspire other countries. That's the news.
Setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa. pada setiap tandamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Korepila, korepila, korepi, korepi, korepila. Korepila, korepila, cause it be something that I never had. Lepas darimu, perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama.